Shannon Halbert joins me. Shannon, welcome.
Bonjour.
Bon, no, mon ami. Parlez-vous français? Hey, I mean, this really just came out of left field. It seems as if it was the government looking for some positive announcement, but I just cannot believe that they've gone and thrown $6.3 million at the Frenchies.
Oh, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, it's not all bad. And I just want to open by acknowledging, you know, comments from the Restaurants Association as one example. For HOSPO overall, they think that, you know, this is a pretty good thing and they appreciate the investment. But the other thing is, you know, is the question for the government is, have they got their priorities right or do they have them wrong? And I think most New Zealanders at the moment, when they look at it, on balance, they're unconvinced that the government is investing in the right areas. You know, so it's a catch-22, but it's a significant thing for the hospitality sector. But, you know, we have other issues in our communities that we need to respond to. That would argue that investment of $6 million could go further in addressing some of the immediate need.
Well, I mean, and I think that's the point, because $6.3 million at a time when they're also talking about moving the homeless along in downtown Auckland belies the fact that actually we have some pretty big social problems here. Why don't we address those before? And this doesn't take anything away from the hospitality industry, who themselves are doing it tough in an economy that is not of their own making. I mean, shouldn't we say to the government, look, the priorities are wrong, we need to focus our investment, and for the time being, that investment is on the social issues in our own backyard?
Well, let's be clear that it's important that this government is investing in building houses for people that need to be housed, that need the support. Here in the city, for example, we're still short of 20,000 odd houses. Mm. And we are experiencing more and more homelessness by the day without any real response. But in the middle there, of course, is working people too, that they're paying incredible rents that have gone up, we've seen. And, you know, we should be looking at how do we support them to step in to buy their first home. On top of that is the cost of living crisis. People don't have the money that they need, but this is an opportunity, an economic opportunity for the government to really step up, show some leadership and say, let's invest in building houses. Let's build a workforce. Let's get on with it and solve the social issues. But also create some opportunity for the average Kiwi out there.
Now, look, you raise some really interesting points, which leads me to believe we're actually dealing with a government out of touch or not in sync with what's going on in their own backyard. So, I mean, we know about the case of the Prime Minister seeking rates relief and getting it on his holiday home on Waiheke Island. We now have seen reports where Chris Bishop, the housing minister, has signed off on the sale of, I think, about more than 170 Kāinga state homes. I mean, it seems absolutely incredible. And sorry, while I'm at it, I mean, Wellington is on the list of these Michelin star inspectors, and yet that economy has been decimated by the nearly 10,000, if not more, public servants who have been laid off. Surely we've got the priorities wrong.
Oh, the government certainly got their priorities wrong, and as a result, the key things that Kiwis care about are getting worse. Jobs, unemployment is skyrocketing. Our health services aren't keeping up with the demand there. And, of course, we just don't have the houses that we need. And so the government is sort of dressing things up that they're investing in this economy, but I can't point to a place that's actually creating real economic benefits for our whānau living in their homes. You know, do they have better jobs? Are they getting paid more? Are things getting you know, more affordable? No, they are not. And so this is our measurement of how good the economy is it's not, because people are really struggling out there. And it's not just, you know, those that are unemployed. It's working people too, that are trying to do what they can, trying to get their kids to school. And this government is just making it harder for them. I mean, the other question I go to this week, Matthew, is, of course, is when we go into education and the Minister of Education removes the Treaty of Waitangi from Board of Trustees. How is that a priority for the education sector?
Mind you, I was reading something this afternoon where the Minister for Vocational Education, Penny Simmons, is giving a keynote address on a tertiary conference on indigeneity, and yet we know that the technical and vocational education sector has been also reformed to the hilt of non-existence, given the fact that we now have a lot of young people choosing, actually, there's no pathway for me here at home in New Zealand. I might as well just start again and head over to Australia, never to be seen again.
That's right. There's the Minister of Vocational Training. We have 10,000 less apprentices than what we did 2 years ago graduating. Mm. So Minister of Vocational Training that has taken away access in our regional communities to be able to learn the things that they need to in order to step up into employment.
That's right.
The Vocational Training Minister, you know, that has also removed equity funding towards supporting Māori and Pacific learners.
Exactly. Now, one of the comments from our Facebook page, which we'll probably end up deleting, is in respect of this Michelin star, you can put lipstick on a pig, but you can't make it pretty. Probably, you know, they're looking to go to a pork rib restaurant or something. Now, look, we know we have fantastic kai in this country. I mean, I have partaken at a State Highway 35 cafe a lot. just out of Hicks Bay, there's but my favourite fish and chip shop is actually at Hastings in a strip mall. I mean, you know, we have fantastic kai and eateries right around the country. I got to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot, where is your favourite kai, or what is your favourite kai and where is it?
I love lots of different types of kai, from, you know, a basic burger with the meat, the cheese, and the bacon. I love a good dim sum, of course. You know, and I love going out for a good steak and salad.
But I can't see them rating the White Lady down there off Fort Street in Tāmaki Makaurau.
But why not?
Exactly.
Why is this not on the list of French delicacies?
Well, maybe 2 a.m. in the morning. But, I mean, I can see the Furburger stuff down in Queenstown getting a mention. But what about our hearty, good beetroot burgers? In fact, there's another question. Do you put beetroot in your burgers, or do you put, pineapple on your pizza? Hey, Shannon Halbert, always great to have you on board. Really, thank you.
Thanks so much. Tēnā tātou.